Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, you know, every day we like to share the moment of wisdom. And today we want to share the moment of wisdom in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. And so it's so important. It's so important to get godly wisdom.
Amen.
There is a wisdom of this world. I've tried it, been there, done that, and died there.
I know that's right.
But there is some godly wisdom. And let me tell you, that is so much better. And so we love the book of Proverbs. We love the whole book of the Bible. But the Proverbs is about 31 Proverbs in the book of Proverbs. And I don't know how it was set up that way, but it was. And It's encouraging because we can share, you know, if it's the sixth day of the month, we can read the sixth proverb. And we encourage you that if, you know, let the word of God wash over you. If you got an app that plays a, you know, plays the Bible, reads the Bible out for you, let that word just wash over you and let it just minister to you, and, you know, include it with your additional other, you know, abiding scriptures that you read for that morning. But let the wisdom of God roll over you. Now I want to read Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1. It says, "My son, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores up its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man." Wow.
That's good.
Wow. You know, it's amazing how much a generation, you know, how much can be lost or gained within a generation.
That's right.
It really is. And I think that one of the things that we have lost, unfortunately, is the sense of work, is the sense of hard work. You see on programs, you see, you know, maybe young people today, and it's this appears to be this entitlement mentality that's creeping in, and now it's not, you know, forget about working hard, it's about getting it done easier and faster, and what's the less effort that I can put into it. And you know, you ask people, "You working hard?" "Oh no, hardly working." You know, it's like, not too much. Like, what's wrong with working hard? What's wrong with that? Has that become something that's bad? You know, with our work is one of the ways that we can actually glorify God. It's one of the ways that God can get glory by our work, by the energy, by our talents, by the exercising of our mind, by our labors. God can be glorified in that. It's not wasted. Those 40, you know, 50, 60 hours that you're working in a week, that's not wasted before God.
That's right.
If you're doing it unto his glory. But it's interesting that the word of God says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard." I love that word, "you sluggard."
Sluggard, yeah.
What is a sluggard?
Sounds really bad.
I know. It's a person who is habitually inactive or lazy. It's just a slug. You know what I mean? You know, you don't want to be a sluggard. You don't just want to just be moping along and just inactive. You know, have you ever heard of idleness is the devil's playground? You know, you don't want to be idle. Just, you know, running but not going nowhere. That's a dangerous place. You know what I mean? Just idling. Wasting gas but not going anywhere. That's pretty sad.
That's pretty bad.
And so the word of God says is, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, and consider its ways and be wise." It's amazing how God's creation speaks. It's amazing how we can observe things and look at what God's created and just get wisdom. You know, I these days, you know, sometimes you're so busy doing all the things and responsibilities that you have to do that you don't take time to smell the roses. You got to take time to smell the rose. You got to take time to look. You know, children, amazingly how they have all this time. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing. Nothing right. for 5 hours today? Nothing? Like, tell me something. You right. did something today. You know? It's like, oh, just playing with, you know, with whatever, you know.
Right,
but
right.
they have time to observe things, you know.
Yeah.
And pick up animals and all types of creatures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we would do well if we would just slow down enough and just observe some things. So he tells the sluggard, look at the ant, observe its ways. And it says, it has no commander, no overseer or ruler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has no boss. It got no supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
It has no time clock. Does it have no camera over them? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It has no way to ensure for them, you know, someone telling them what to do. Yet, it stores up its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest.
Right.
See, the ant does what the ant is supposed to do
mm-hmm.
without someone telling them what they right. have to do.
Isn't that amazing?
If somebody has to tell you all the time, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time to do this. It's like, okay, now it's time to breathe. Okay, now it's time to think. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now move your right leg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be at the place like the ant that after you've been trained and you've learning and you want to come to the place where you're self-governing, where you're self-managing, where you're at the place where not that you're better than any, you know, one or thing, but that you're come to the place where you can you know what needs to be done
mm-hmm.
and you get it done.
Right.
You know, because this sluggardness here, sluggardness, you like that word, this sluggardness, this thing can hit you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, how long will you lie there, you sluggard? It's amazing that the longer you stay inactive, the longer that you stop doing what you're supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
it's this drowsiness, this, you know, I've never seen more people that have no energy about doing nothing. It's like, how do you have no energy? You just told me you did nothing all day. What,
right.
what are
you should have plenty
possibly,
of energy.
What are you possibly tired about? What is it? But it's amazing. It's like a car. A car is meant to be moving. You know, if mm-hmm. a car doesn't move, it rots out.
Yeah.
A car, you are meant to be contributing. You are meant to be engaged. You're meant to be adding value and sustenance and you know, value in your community, in your life, in your family. Now, it's interesting that the Bible says if you don't work, you shall not eat.
That's right.
You know, just say if you don't have a job, you know, because there's people that are unemployed. I mean, you can still work. You can still do things. You know, it's mm-hmm. not, so someone should have fallen under conviction if they're not, you know, employed. But there's plenty of work to be done.
Right.
If you don't know, call us up. We got some. there's plenty of work. To do. Yeah, you know, I love when my, you know, I hear, I'm bored. I said, oh, please don't say that around me. Please don't say that word.
That's right.
I'll find something to do. But he says, yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food at harvest. Yet an ant, a diligent person, knows that things are coming up. They have an eye, a perspective on the future. They understand that just can't spend everything that I got today and not think about tomorrow. It even understands that there's seasons in life. You know, seasons change. You know, we're in transition. You got to know the times. What you used to be able to spend on resources before,
mm-hmm.
you may not be able to spend today.
Right.
But, you know, if you're a sluggard, you're not even thinking about this. They give no thought. Mm-hmm. This is what the Bible says. You got to give thought to your ways. You got to take an inventory mm-hmm. of your life. He says, oh, my goodness, how long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man.
Right.
And you think about it, there's a progression. A little sleep, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little slumber, and there's like, oh, I'm tired.
Ain't done nothing.
Tired, but it's amazing sometimes the more energized you are, if you had this experience, the more you've been working diligently and the more that you're engaged in what you're doing, it's like, oh my mm-hmm. goodness, have I been at this for 10 hours? Have I been at this at 8 hours? It's like, I haven't and you stop it and maybe you crash, but you've just been so engaged in what you're doing. It just adds fuel to what you're presently engaged in. You know? It's like, did I not eat lunch today? There's other days you're like, I'm starving every 5 minutes. But when you're engaged and you're working and you're contributing, it's just like, I'm not even hungry. And then to have not even time to be hungry.
Right, exactly.
Even think about it. And so how long will you lie there? When you go get up from your sleep, he says, poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man. Let me tell you something. Poverty will jump all over you. It will slap wear you out if you don't get diligent about what you're supposed to be doing. And it's not where he wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to, and he says, you know, I have anointed and appointed you to bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that remains.
That's right.
You know, our life has to be producing something. We're going to be fulfilled when we're actually producing and giving God glory.
That's right.
But if the branch is not part of the vine, if you're sluggard and wilting and folding the rest and you're not contributing, you're not going to have much to produce. You're not going to have much life left.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what they say about when people retire, they say that their health rapidly declines.
That's right.
Rapidly declines.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see retirement in the Bible anywhere. I'm not against anyone retiring now, but it means you stop working in one area, but you can still continue to work in another area. You just don't want to shut down. So we can learn a lot from the ant. We can observe and we can be wise. The moment of wisdom today is found in Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11. Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man.
I do want to say this morning, we want to remember those that are facing this Hurricane Sandy, just at the very same time that during the primaries or during the RNC, the Republican National Convention, and the DNC, we had the hurricanes coming in. It was Hurricane Isaac, and now at the time of the election, we have Hurricane Sandy coming in. Hurricane Isaac went straight from the Keys to hover over New Orleans, 7 years to the day that Katrina was there. And now we have Hurricane Sandy going up the East Coast all the way to New Jersey, actually. It's heading that way. They're expecting it to be by Monday at 80 miles an hour, right off the coast of Washington, D.C.
It's supposed to be, what they're saying, supposed to be a historic storm. Should it land? And so they're expecting right now, but one report says by Tuesday it'll hit New Jersey, and this is South Jersey, but they have the bands going all the way into, I mean, North Jersey, New York, and I think even further out. So it's supposed to be a big one. In fact, one newscaster said that should this land the way we're expecting, we'll be talking about it for many, many years. This is the big one.
Yeah, and they're not prepared like the Gulf Coast states are prepared for type of hurricanes and flooding and all that. But it's predicted to come right into New Jersey, right? Right in
that
area?
Yeah, sure is. It's South Jersey.
South Jersey.
The beach area. And then I think it's going to head towards Pittsburgh. So
it's going to come into Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Yeah. But the bands, I mean, that's where just the hurricane, you know, the hurricane lands at a certain place, but as you know, the winds and the rain, I mean, it just goes out for miles. So they show this cone that's reaching way into northern Jersey and into New York. Mm-hmm. So the whole state and I'm sure the parts of New York will be definitely affected by it.
Yeah, and it's just the timing of this, you know, some of the signs, if you haven't heard yet, the perfect storm and the update on the perfect storm, this is exactly what said's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of time in 2008 and 2010, and just said in October.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how men just logically or illogically try to explain away every single thing up to the gates of hell and explain why it's hot right before they walk into hell. It's like, the reason why it's hot, it happens to be a climate change. It's like, no, that's right. Hell, sir. That's hell. These things are, you know, God getting our attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's wanting to get our attention, and people ain't listening.
No.
You know, people are not listening. They're looking to the Weather Channel to find out how to survive this next voice of the Lord, you know, talking to us. I remember, if you have not yet went to VFNTV and watched God Does Speak, you know, Job 33 says that God speaks. He warns us. He lets us know before something happens that possibly the person may come to the reality of their realization and say, hey, you know, I've sinned. It's wrong. And then they would be saved. Their flesh would be saved. This thing, their life would be saved. And they would be refreshed and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And these are warning. All this stuff is just, it doesn't have to go this way. But rest assured, if everybody continues, if the church continues to bury our head in the sand, and a lot of the church is praying now. A lot of the church is praying. The question is, are we repenting? You have to understand that when Jeremiah was walking the streets of Jerusalem, it was a very religious people. They had the priests. I mean, they had Jesus when he was walking the streets of Jerusalem. You had the temple, and you had the priests and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You had the teachers of the law. I mean, they were still praying. They were still, you know, they were still being very religious. And being religious is not the answer. I really don't. I'm thinking, as I look at America and from my experience, it's going to take a while for us to learn how to repent. Which means we'll have to learn God's ways again. You can't just, if we don't know anything, and repentance is not doing things the wrong way and start to do them God's way. You know, which means leave our life of sin. And we'll find out some guys, this is one particular guy's name is Gustavius Dukes. I arrested him for possession of cocaine when I was in law enforcement, young guy. And when he was in my cruiser, my police car, he took 11 rocks of crack cocaine and he ate the evidence. He swallowed it. Well, if you don't know how that works, it doesn't work well. When I get him to the jail, we're talking, and his tongue's starting to swell up, his lips are starting to swell up, and I'm asking him, you know, what's going on? You know, and he just can't talk. Imagine everything all swelled up. And then he finally gets out an utterance that says, you know, I've swallowed 11 rocks of crack cocaine. And so I immediately just threw him in my cruiser. Didn't throw him. I got him in my cruiser. there are some people to probably throw. And took him quickly to the hospital. So they could pump his stomach and save his life. And he goes through all of that. And it was really rough. I mean, it was really rough. Nobody's rougher than a nurse, by the way. Don't give a nurse a rough time because they have Velcro screws and needles and stuff.
They tie you up in a minute.
Yeah, and they basically pumped charcoal in his stomach, and they got him out, got all the stuff out of him. He went through, of course, he had a lot in his blood already still. And he comes out of that, and my heart just really went out to him. I mean, we just don't just get here like that. I mean,
that's right.
A lot of bad choices, you know, maybe bad environments, but all that combination of stuff. So I'm talking to him. You're thinking, boy, this guy, he is going to be a new dude. I mean, he's going to do something totally different. He may not even need to go to jail now. He's probably just, everything's resolved now. And he says, you know, I got to thinking. I said, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. And he says, I see that God's gave me a second chance. God's given me a second chance. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so exciting. He's fixing to just leave his life of sin. He said, I am going to quit messing with drugs. I'm only going to keep my women.
Oh, gosh.
And so repentance to him, I mean, he was being sincere, but he was going to just stop dealing drugs and continue in a life of sexual sin. And that was his response. And the thing is that if we don't know better, we're not going to do better. And if you never taught me the truth, if I never have heard the gospel, I don't even know how to repent. I don't know what a life is like. And so my concern is, we'll be like Gustavius Dukes. By the way, and this is what happened to Gustavius. Gustavus went back, of course, because you can't just say, I'm going to be half out of sin. And he got, I guess, released from jail or served his time or whatever. It's a very short period of time. And he's back at his particular place where he lived. And he ends up getting shot in the back with a shotgun and dead. He's killed. It's I've seen that over and over again in law enforcement. I really believe that God's taking me on a journey so I can see, you know, the reality of things, so much reality. In my heart today, I still have a picture of Gustavus Dukes when he was in the hospital that day. So I can remember that we're doing this for Gustavus, you know, Gustavus and all the guys that are out there. And, of course, at that point, he went to the throne room of God for judgment. The second that, in the church, if we haven't been taught the word of God, and, you know, 19% of us supposedly are even reading the word, and only 3% of that is concerned about where we are in the context of it. It's not that we wouldn't want to repent like Gustavus. Yeah. It's not that we realize that God did spare me, but when we come out of that sparing, will we walk with God? Or will we stay in our sin?
Or will that's we just a big question.
Yeah, it's a huge question. And the fact that there's a lot of Gustavus Dukes in the church that we just don't know. Yeah. And to me, it's going to be a time of learning and growing and teaching. And this is what you'll find. When the Word of God is taught again and again, the Word, not ideas and concepts and philosophies of men, then people begin to change and they start being transformed by the sowing of the gospel. And that's what VFN Radio is about, and VFN TV, is to be able to help transform you from the inside and out so that you can walk with God and not end up like Gustavus Dukes.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, some ways to change up your approach to disciplining your children. I'm John Fuller, and here's Counselor John Rosemond.
You can be consistent to the point where you become completely predictable. And if you become completely predictable, your child is really going to immunize to the discipline that you are repetitively delivering. Timeout is an example. If all you're doing every time your child is misbehaving is putting your child in timeout for 10 or 15 minutes, your child gets to the point where he doesn't care. You know, timeout is something he's perfectly used to, and it's become just a minor annoyance in his life, certainly nothing that is going to bring about any significant behavior change. So be consistent, but also mix and match and be somewhat unpredictable.
More trusted advice for moms and dads at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to himself, and you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
John, do you know the VFNTV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFNTV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFNTV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, any prophetic words that are coming out, you know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
But the Lord laid on my heart, and I don't know what I'm going to be sharing with you because somebody told me or I heard some sort of news report. I just know it because God revealed it to me. Mm-hmm. And we'll just weigh it out, and we'll watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I there is a track record. Mm-hmm. When God begins to reveal things to me, that it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the things he's revealing to me is, you know, if you have been robbing from God, you know, if you've been robbing God, I'm not talking about breaking into some building somewhere and stealing the hair products. I'm talking about, you know, robbing from God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, if you've been robbing him, this side of, oh my goodness, it would be a good chance to go, you know, God, I'm so sorry for stealing from you. I have stole from you for a long time.
Mm.
I have taken the treasures that was yours and I've used them to pay off my enemy. I don't know, to pay off the power company.
Right.
To pay off people that was threatened to be able to take my kingdom. Oh, I'm at my house. I mean, you know, and so I've been robbing you with the tithes and the offerings. I'm saying that this morning because you got to be a, Jesus said this. He says, you need to be a shrewd manager. Like I would read that, you know, coming from management in my education and being a business owner and just loving business.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus gives this story. This is God speaking through Jesus about how to be a shrewd manager. And this is what we have to be. We have to be, you want to be able to do what you can on this side of, oh my goodness. Because the other side of, oh my goodness, you're going to have to live with what you did or didn't do. Because you're not going to be able to do what you could do now. I think it's called repentance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can repent,
right?
But you have all this regret. And so you just got to say, yeah, I robbed you. There's nothing I can do.
That's
you
right.
know, I'm confessing because you caught me, not because I wanted to do what was right. And God accepts that. But you feel so bad about it.
You know? Yeah,
I robbed him all my life, but bless God, he saved me. and so he says, be a shrewd manager. And you're thinking, this is great. I mean, you sit up, I'm going to learn how to be a manager. And this manager, you know, he's the one running a merch. Imagine he's like running a store for an owner.
Mm-hmm.
And he has all these clients who buy the products. And so he finds out that he's going to get a transition package. You know, which is a very corporate word for you're out of here. We don't want to see you again. And the truth is, if we wanted you, we would not be sending you away. But we're telling you good words so that you will leave in a good terms.
Right.
So that you won't come back and use these laws to come against us.
Nah,
that's not true. Anyway, no. Could be. I don't know. And so he's finding out he's going to get a notice. Unlike the federal government's doing right now for all the federal employees, they're saying we're not going to give you a notice and told everybody. You don't have to abide by the Hyde rules, whatever it is. It says that if it looks like you're not going to be able to fund the budget, you've got to let them know 60 days in advance that they could lose their job.
Oh my goodness!
And so I'm nothing like our current president. The only thing I can compare our current presidency to, and this is all in due respect, and it's just accuracy based on my knowledge. It seems more like a king. It's like the laws are kind of pushed aside,
right.
And you just hear these new, which is normal. I mean, if you have a king, you have these decrees. Today, off with your head.
Right, right.
Today, not off with your head. Isn't it good? The king's saying, not off with your head today.
Yeah.
I was listening to one businessman interviewed, and he's talking about he created 250,000 jobs. And he says, that's 250,000 more jobs than our current president's created.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, but the thing is that I'm fearful. I have no idea what's going to come out of our president's mind next. He just doesn't know. And he says the businessmen, businesswomen in the community, in the nation, they just don't know what's going to come out next. Yeah. And that's a king. A king could do that. A king could get up on the wrong side of the bed and you could, you know, somebody could come dance before him and he kind of gets induced and he goes, give her half the kingdom. Give her half the kingdom. It's like, yeah, quit giving him so much wine. We're going to lose the whole country, right? And that was acceptable. Cut him off right now.
Turn off his mic, quick.
Man, get Herodias out of here. It's so... Herodias. Anyway, so the and so they don't. So he says to be a shrewd businessman. This is Jesus now. This is the Jesus that, you know, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Let me tell you what he said. He said this. He said, this guy, and he teaches great with allegories, and he says, he's going to get a transition package. He's going to be fired. And a lot of Americans are going, 23 million Americans plus now. 16 million, I believe, just stepped out of the workforce, period, and just said, we're not 16 million, I forget what the number is. They decided they're just not going to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it must be the wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like some husband goes, yeah, I just decided I'm not going to work anymore. I decided you're out of here. Anyway, so there's nothing sadder than the water. Anyway, so he finds out he's not going to be working there anymore. But he's in authority as in a management position. And he realizes that he has this ability or given this authority in this business to be able to distribute products and collect the money for the products. You know, like Pat's hair product, you know.
Ooh. You know, all
like,
that gel?
It's like $15 a can, a bucket. No, it's not. He does it just naturally that way. We'll be talking about that in the extra hour. The oh my goodness, I think I see one out of place. I got a picture. We'll put it up. Anyway, so he's going to be fired. And most people will start saying at that point, like, well, first you go through a pity party. I draw a line different to this company. I've given my life to this thing. I haven't given to the Lord, but I have given to this company. And I've been serving the union, as if it was the union that fought during the war. And and they just feel, I just feel so betrayed. It's like, dude, you worked. They gave you a paycheck.
That's right.
Were you robbing God? If you weren't robbing God, then you can have confidence God's going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you were robbing God, you need to be a little bit worried because it could be a long transition period, but he's full of mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because if you're robbing God, what we're really saying is that money's God, that actually Baal is God, the work of our hand is God. And so God just he kind of proves that in our life. So he goes, listen, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is Jesus talking, man. This is good. This is Jesus talking. And it's amazing. Still, only 3% of the church, 97% of the church, the regular church attenders who attend at least twice a month, bless their hearts.
Wow.
And come together with other believers at least twice a month. I mean, just makes...
Don't overdo it now.
Makes Shekinah want to come down, right? Anyway... remind me to tell you about Shekinah. Anyway, so he says, this is what I'm going to do. Because he realized I had no longer had favor anymore with this boss. For whatever reason, he's giving me a transition package. So quit trying to make him or her happy, right? It's like, turn outward.
It's
turn
over.
Turn your focus outward. Get rid of the company t-shirt.
Quick.
Give back the mug.
I remember talking to someone once. They were talking about, you know, they're going to lose their job. 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 And I said, well, you know what that means? And they leaned forward with great anticipation. And they said, what? I said, that means you're going to do something else. <You know? laughs> And it's true.
Absolutely.
There was a blessing in store. And so he says, I'm going to start handing the boss's stuff out to the people that come and get the groceries and the product. And it was, you know, wheat and stuff. It was not microwave goods or frozen goods, guys.
Oh, no.
Sons of thunder. It's amazing what can come frozen. If freezers go out, these guys are in trouble.
We're done.
Yeah, the other radio's over as we know it. Sorry. A weight loss program. What do you do with that? You cook it. Put it on top of the stove. Boil it. And so he started giving it at half price. Can you imagine that? You give a 60-day notice to employees, according to the Hyde Amendment or whatever it's called, Hyde Law. And they say, thank you for giving me 60 days. I'm going to build a lot of relationships in these next 60 days.
That's right.
And you start selling your company out at half price. And so he said, for you, I'll cut your bill in half. For this one, I'll cut the bill in half. Because if you're at the store, you're thinking, Jesus, this is not good. I mean, you're already having to fire this dude. And now he's messing you over. I almost used a fastener terminology. But the he's messing you over. Something you would use with a Phillip head or a standard.
Oh, yeah. I got
it. It took him a while.
Thank God I stopped. Anyway, allegedly. and with that he started giving everybody, the boss who was firing him, mm-hmm. giving them like half off.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't his product. It wasn't his business. And he said, you know, I'm too proud to dig ditches. I can imagine.
Too feeble.
God. You know, I remember digging footers and all that in a construction company when I was in shape. I'm actually in shape now. I'm in a different shape.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And we're all in shape, just different kinds of shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why blousing, as Pat would say, with me, I would just say loose clothes.
Blousing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Like camouflage.
It's amazing. It is literally, it's an amazing thing. It really is. And we found the Fritos.
What are you wearing? Oh, just a tent.
Just a tent. A bloused tent. A bloused tent.
A blousing tent.
No, he really didn't call it that. His mother called it. Oh, I just like the way you blouse your shirt. he's Googling that word now. Anyway, so... So the boss fired him. So this is Jesus. So he's cutting the dude's stuff in half and giving it away. And he says, I'm too proud to dig a ditch. And what else? I'm too. His eyes roll all the way back. And I'm too old to be able to work to do those things. That's what he said. Yeah. Something that nature. In other words, he didn't see what he's going to be able to function outside of this. He said, at least when this is all said and done, and this is where we all need to be, when it's all said and done, we need to be able to have relationships with people. Right. The most important thing was how you're treating people. Because he says, I at least want to be able to be, I want them to invite me into their homes. I don't want to be in the streets. I want somebody that cares about me and realize I cared about them. It's sad to know that he didn't care until he was going to be on the streets, but that made sense.
Yeah.
And so Jesus says, we need to be shrewd businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
We need
mm-hmm.
to be shrewd. And what's about to happen in the world, and what's about to happening as we speak in the economy, they're just buying time, by the way. They're just buying time, getting us closer to the proverbial cliff, which I refer to prophetically as a cliff before mm-hmm. the government is calling it a cliff.
Wow.
We even have, you know, is America under God's judgment? You know, all these different prophetic words. And it was a ship going towards a waterfall. But I was saying very specifically, they could push now But they're just getting us closer and closer, so the push is easier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And now they're using cliff. They're calling it some sort of cliff in January. It's the tax cut thing and all. It's when you got to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
To be shrewd, this is Jesus was telling. What would be shrewd? How about not robbing God? Mm. You know? Yeah. I mean, do you really want
to
be...
That's a good place to start, right? That'd be a good place to start.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude. You're not going to have anything anyway probably for a while. Why not do the right things with your marbles now before you lose your marbles? Why not start with your checker pieces now before you lose your checker pieces? You know, while you have that ability and authority, why not be shrewd now and to start doing what Achan should have done when God said, the first is mine. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll give you this land, Israel, and I'll do all this for you. But the first place, Jericho, belongs to me. All the treasures, all the booty, all the different things coming out of that, gold and the silver is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a man, his name was Achan. And that's what we say. Are you a little Achan?
Yeah.
Are you like pain, Achan? Because you'll start suffering in your life. When you're robbing from God, you'll be suffering.
That's right.
And you'll be suffering without purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Without hope.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because you knew that you robbed God and you're thinking there's no, you know. And so they went in there, they marched around the walls, they shouted, you know, and just like God said, well, the walls fell into the ground. They literally sunk into the ground and everybody was terrified and God gave them the victory and God gave them all the first because God was going to give them a lot of different battles, successes. Mm-hmm. But this first one, the first, and that's what the tithe is, the first of your increase. It's all God's, but just give me the first, he says. You know, God's into ratios, not amounts.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that before. And when Achan, this one man, when he was looking at all this wealth and all this treasure, and America's one of the wealthiest nations in the world and how we're living per capita, and he just saw it, and he goes, you know, I don't think I know this is God's, but I can't afford it. And besides, I like that coat, mm-hmm. and I like that wedge of gold, and I'm just gonna take it home and put it in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm gonna bury it in my tent. That's what he did.
Mm.
So God gave them the victory. Then God says this, America, the church in America. We're not talking to people who don't know God or don't even desire. We're talking to the church here.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Then God said, the God that never changes, same yesterday and day and forever, he said, well, first what happened was Joshua went out and said, listen, we got a little small little battle we're going to have to fight. You know, these Aites. AI, got to go over there. We'll buzz over there because we already got Jericho. I mean, we knocked that big puppy down in the name of Jesus. We're going to go over here and knock this whole thing out. So we'll just send a couple guys over there.
Mm.
And they were whacked. Mm-hmm. They could no longer, even though you won big battles in your life, you can't even win the small ones anymore because of this. And they were defeated and they come running back and just you know, just made in front of and just humiliated. And Joshua falls down on his face, the man who was leading, and he says, why did you bring me here? Oh my goodness. You just brought us here to kill us. You should have left us in the wilderness, in the desert. Oh my goodness. Land flowing with milk and honey. We're all destroyed. And God goes, this is how God responds. The same Jesus is his true manager, right? He says, God says, get off your face. Quit whining. Get off your face. Quit complaining.
Mm-hmm.
He says, somebody has robbed me.
Mm.
He says, somebody's got my stuff. This is what he said. This is God.
Mm-hmm.
He says, somebody's got my stuff. And I want you to find who that is. And I want you to get my stuff back. And whoever took it. I want them gone. Of course, we live in the day of grace and mercy, but if you don't see forgiveness, it's not going to be pretty. You're talking about transition records.
Yeah, right.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I transition from heaven to... Anyway, so...
Mm-hmm.
That's a shocker. I mean, everything was falling apart, but it boiled down to somebody was robbing God. Because everything, the treasures of Jericho, the very first battle, God says, that one's mine, I'll give you the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And Achan, who was a little aching, you know, said that he just couldn't get over it. And so they started parading the people past, you know, Joshua, and God was giving them words of knowledge. And all of a sudden, when Achan came by, can you imagine?
It's like that radar when you go through the airport. Woo, right. I think this one's it.
Yeah. I see a wedge of gold under your coat. And so...
What's that hanging out of your back pocket, Achan? What is that under that blousing shirt you got on?
Yeah. And so he... And all of a sudden, he comes in front and says, well, listen, those 1,000 people made it. I can make it through this TSA checkpoint.
That wand won't hit me.
That wand won't hit me. And all of a sudden, he goes there, and all of heaven goes, whoop, 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 whoop. You know, it's like, there he is. And God says, it's him. And then all of a sudden, just immediately rebuke. You know, what are you doing taking from God? Look what you've done. You brought this curse on us. Because this is what God said, church. Mm-hmm. We're talking to believers, not to organizations. Please get over that. We've got to survive this, and we'll only survive it when we find out who the church is. It's people.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, when somebody says, I love my church, quite often they're not talking about you.
Right. You
know? And you can realize that by how they're treating you. I said, I thought you loved me. I saw your pen. Anyway, so God said.
No, it was a stained glass.
Yeah.
Tilt.
And God says, I'm out of here. Joshua, if you don't find out who's taking my stuff,
mm-hmm.
who robbed from me what is mine, I'm out of here. You imagine, it's like you already said, okay, God, I'm going to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
You told everybody, listen, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. And they say, okay, Joshua, we're going to follow you. You go in, and just like God tells you the battle plan, they follow the battle plan, and God gives you victory, and it all looks great, and you're about to go to your next one, a smaller one. You get defeated, and you're crying out to God, what's going on? And you got to mm-hmm. do that sometimes. You got to find out, Lord, give me it. What's up? Something's up. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, somebody robbed my stuff. And this is what happened. God says, if you don't deal with this, and listen, Church of America, if we don't deal with this, we're paying like $1.3 million per baptized believer, while 97%, 97% of the church, according to George Barna, is robbing from God. If you don't deal with this, he says, my presence is out of here. God said, I'm leaving. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Leaving?
Wow.
We just showed up.
What happened
to the promised land flowing with milk and honey? You don't understand. You can't keep robbing from me, and I'm not going to hang around.
Right.
That's right.
And he said, I'm out of here. And so immediately Joshua said, we're going to find out who stole the stuff. You know? And when they found out, when Achan passed by, Joshua and the Lord identified, this is the man who was robbing from God. He confesses, when I saw it, it tempted me. I couldn't give it up. And how many people say, it's amazing. And what it is, you have to understand, it's not about money or increase. It's about love. Who do you love?
That's
who
right.
do you trust? And when we love money more than God, mm-hmm. he says, you can't do that. You'll hate one and despise the other. You can't serve money and God.
Well, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also.
Exactly.
That's right.
And so God's not after our money. He's after our hearts. And if 97% of the church is robbing from God, mm-hmm. that means what? That 3% just kind of hangs in there, doesn't it?
It just doesn't go away.
That's right.
And so, you know, with that, then here we are. And so he says, when I saw it, I couldn't help it. I took it. You know, excuse us, God didn't buy. And he said, I went and I buried it in my house. I buried it in my bank account. And he buried it in his tent. He went back to his house where he lived. Mm-hmm. He dug a hole in the ground and kept it from men's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But he didn't understand, you can't keep it from God's eyes.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
And many people are suffering in their lives outwardly because of what you did inwardly.
Mm. That's right.
And since you're so convinced that they didn't see the treasures buried in your tent, then you're not even owning up to the reality is, the reason why this is going on is what you've been doing out of men's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're criticizing from me for being your fruit. The reason why I lost an AI is because what you got buried in your tent.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And so you see God moving all over the world in a powerful way. But when you get to Europe, when you get to America, you don't see his spirit moving like he's moving in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because 97% is robbing God. Let me tell you something. Our economy is hit. We are floating a check right now that's going to be cashed very, very soon. We're coming to the edge of a financial cliff. no matter who gets in office, there's people outside this 4.2% of the population of the world who want to rule the world. They're shifting this economy. I've seen the paper money being destroyed. God has shown me these things. I've seen it in my prophetically. He's shown it to me in a vision, and it's all happening. And if we'll quit robbing from God, if we'll be a shrewd manager and just begin to do what we have to do to be more concerned about how we are in God's eyes and men's eyes, instead of trying to please some boss who's in it for the wrong reasons, and realize God will reward us for doing that.
That's right.
This is how you be a shrewd manager. You just honor God. Honor God. Don't even, I mean, if you get 10 oranges, take that first orange and go give it to somebody.
Yeah, right.
If you get $10, don't go look at your bills and then give to God. Take that $1 and quick as you can, you know, where you're being fed, that's where you want to carry it to the storehouse so you will be fed. But in your offerings, give.
That's right.
And then the rest of it, God says, that's blessed. Listen, I don't know how much time you got left. You know, but no matter what, it just feels good if you started doing like this shrewd young man and shrewd manager and just started doing what's right before he got fired, because he knew that I would be right with men. And if you're right with loving men and being welcomed in their homes, that means that you're moving in love. It means you're loving God, loving others in your life, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Don't forget, it's time for us to stop robbing God. Maybe God's presence will come back again in this land. And God, in his presence, let me tell you something, everything changes. Everything changes when God shows up.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. What's this drummer thing?
Oh my goodness. Listen.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. This elderly grandmother walks into
bet she takes offense to that.
Well, hey, she's a grandma, she's a grandma. I don't know.
Are you talking about my wife?
No. Or mine.
She's a grandmother.
Mine is too.
Oh, elderly Teresa.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Pat said it.
Well, depends.
It depends. Grandma walks into a drum store. Nobody knows
what store?
A drum store?
A drum store.
Drum.
You're back in the South now.
It's like a drum.
Plainly, we can understand.
It's like a drum tournament. It's a tournament.
Okay.
Tournament.
You hear this, Chris?
I hear it.
Southern succotash.
Oh, Southern succotash. Okay. Drum. Remind me to tell you about Southern hospitality. Bluebell ice cream, by the way.
If you interrupt us, we're going to forget what you're talking about. You were talking about your elderly grandmother?
No, I wasn't. No. Okay. I was talking about an elderly grandmother.
Oh, an elderly grandmother.
Now, if you keep interrupting, I'm not going to... I'll forget what I'm saying.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Elderly grandmother walks into a drum shop.
Can't you just be a grandmother other than elderly?
Oh, my. We're not going to get to it, are we?
Why do you got to say elderly?
I am reading the article. It says elderly. Okay, elderly woman. Elderly woman. How's that?
Well, you know he is a grandfather so you got to be careful.
He is a grandfather?
He's taking
How about just a grandmother? I mean, what's this elder? You got rid of the grandmother part and kept the elderly part.
She looks elderly.
The baby boomers are bigger than any group around, and we'll take you down.
Oh, yeah. We see.
Oh, big. It depends.
Oh, we'll ask Pat about the depends. But
okay. How's things going?
All right, Grandpa. Let's go.
Oh! elderly Grandpa to you.
Spy, I understand. Hey, I know.
Right?
See, we're talking about your grandmother.
Yes. She walks in.
She did.
Picks up drumsticks.
Look at the script.
And starts.
Picked up something. You look down at it. Like, what did she pick up? She picked up a script. She picked up her drumsticks. Okay, go ahead.
I just lost my thought. I don't know where we are. No.
Where are we, Pat?
I think we're in the studio. But I'm not sure anymore. Right.
Somebody go out and look outside and see where we're at. All right.
Well, you got to see this video. We're going to make it available for you on the Torch.
There's a video?
There is a video. She is.
Why didn't you say so? What are you talking about? An elderly grandmother or something?
We're going to have this available for you on the Torch. And you got to listen to this. This is her walking in, playing. This is in Wisconsin.
Oh, my goodness.
Tearing it up now. Check it out. Get it started. Uh-oh. One hand. One hand swirl. One hand. Oh, other hand. There you go. Hey. Is this not amazing?
Oh, wow. She's got that Eddie Van Halen thing going on.
Oh, man.
Adam has met his match.
That's it. All you drummers who think you can drum, you got to watch this.
Look at her walker right there beside the drum.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to give you inspiration for the day. I mean, is that not amazing?
She's good.
Totally.
She is
totally
very amazing. Good. Very.
Can you imagine?
Good.
We're going to Grandma's house. We're going to jam today.
Yeah. Hey, listen. You call her maybe Nana, Mima. I met someone yesterday. Told me that their grandmother's name was Yaya. That's it. How you say in Greece or Greek? Yaya.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it?
That's what they told me.
Okay. Depends.
Oh, depends. Can you tell us?
Depends.
Oh, is there a cricket button somewhere over there?
Well, you know, I don't know what's happened to grandmother. You know, what happened to, you know, grandmother?
This is.
Yeah, yeah, nee, nee, nah, nah, ma, ma.
I don't know what happened.
We're reverting back to childhood.
I don't know. There's so many different names now.
Yeah, it really is. But her, I guess her name would be.
We don't have a name for her. Nobody knows.
She needs a name.
I don't know.
She needs a name. Depends. The Depends drummer.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
She was tearing it up.
Yeah, she was.
Adam has met his match.
Adam, I have you know,
you need to submit a video of you, see if you can save yourself in this. She was tearing it up. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.